Guerra says recordings from
Blog Talk Radio.
Made public today.
This comes after this great anticipation by members of the community here, by members of Breonna Taylor's family, who wanted to see what happened inside that grand jury room.
Cameron says the delay is needed because recordings of the grand jury hearing is over 20 hours long and certain information needs to be redacted. Last night's first 2020 presidential debate is history, and now Democratic nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill are off on an old-fashioned whistle-stop tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania, two states that could determine whether Biden or President Trump win the November election. Jill Biden says her husband will help heal the nation with steady leadership.
They have the character to help us heal and the vision to help us rebuild for a future that is better than ever.
Jill Biden accuses President Trump of chaotic leadership for nearly 4 years. President Trump will hold a rally in Duluth, Minnesota tonight. Trump narrowly lost Minnesota in 2016 and hopes to flip it in November. New York City authorities are stepping up their response as COVID-19 case numbers continue to go up in 6 of 8 neighborhoods identified as areas of concern. Located in Brooklyn and Queens, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 400 NYPD officers will be out as part of the city's efforts to slow the spread.
In these communities, providing information, providing free masks, reminding people that they are required to wear masks, and obviously in the case where there is noncompliance, issuing summonses.
The economy added nearly 750,000 private sector jobs in September. The ADP report shows 749,000 jobs added this month. You are listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk. We have an opportunity waiting just for you.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see some morning fog and a little bit of smoky haze. Should burn off by this afternoon to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures around 77, 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a little bit of haze lingering around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 59, 60 for Thursday. Partly sunny skies. Some cooler temperatures around 75, 76 with partly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows down to a 57. For Friday and the weekend, more sunshine expected, cooler temperatures, highs in the low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
Me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories,
aspire higher,
and live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Are we live, Benny?
Yes, ma'am. You are live as always.
I feel alive.
Good, you should.
I feel alive. I'm alive. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Near-death experience and deathbed visions, right? Like Mark Anthony. Okay, so here's the deal. Mark, I tried to figure out when Mark and I first met, and I have some old school pictures of him. I think, David, I sent them to you in a clip. They're not old school. They're just pictures when Mark and I were in the studio together, and I think it was one of the first time we met. I think we even have a picture of Rocky. I'm not 100% sure. But once upon a time, you think about who are the people that you meet in life, like Linda, right, Benny? My best friend, Linda. And you, Benny, 17 years with Benny. And you somehow get the sense, I kind of know this. This is like familiar. Like somehow you connect with somebody. And I remember this, Benny, and you probably don't know this, but I'm just going to share it. And so you go along the way and you just know there is a thing. No, I am not talking about like a sexual thing. That's not it. I mean, you could do that too. You can have that. But no, I'm not talking about that. But there's a thing. There's an energy and a vibe. And you all know this. You know that you've met people. You just know something about them. You just know something is jiving or clicking. Now, Benny knows Pete Siegel, who passed away. And I think Pete Siegel is responsible for what Mark and I are going to talk about today. Because Pete and I were going to do a show together. And I rarely do shows with another person where I say, we're going to like do our own show, separate branding, we're going to do it. But Pete and I were going to do it. And then suddenly in December, right around my birthday, very unexpectedly, Pete Siegel passes away. And I just thought, is that a sign? Is that like a thing? Is it a sign? And then along comes Mark, the psychic lawyer, a.k.a. the psychic explorer. And out of this, we're thinking, dang, I always wanted to be a lawyer. And Linda, you would make a good lawyer. I wonder Mark Anthony. Let's have him on a show. Author, award-winning, critically acclaimed bestseller of Never Letting Go. He is on the top list of just about everybody that wants to interview Mark. And he has a fantastic sidekick, Rocky. I got sidekick, Linda. He got the Rocky. I got the Linda. World-renowned, fourth-generation psychic medium, right? And what does he do? He communicates with spirits. So I think, like when we were doing the show, Pete Siegel, Benny, you know Pete, right?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, sure.
Remember Pete?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a tough, I mean, this guy was like, listen, just because you're Dr. Pat, you ain't all that. I mean, this was Pete. So we were going to do like this show. Okay. But that didn't happen. So anyway, on with Mark. And we're just multiple times, by the way. And he's been on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, all, the whole deal. Sirius Satellite, television appearances, looks really good on video. You're seeing him right here somewhere in a minute. This is Mark. And so we go do the show, and we're just having a great time. And somewhere out of the blue comes a thing, like a thing. Like all of a sudden, I'm on with Mark, and he's doing readings, and I decide I'm going to put my two cents in. Now, if you have a world-renowned psychic medium on your show, you either have lost your mind by giving your two cents to people that call in, or somebody is channeling through you to do it. I'm not going to answer that because I'm not a psychic medium. Mark is. But today you're going to hear about how perhaps Pete Siegel got channeled in. I love you, Pete. I'm hoping we can get a clip of Pete just to play so Mark can get the vibe of Pete. Somehow came in And I found myself with this fantastic person I had just about met, who's got the phones off the hook, and he's got the readings, and he's spot on. And I say something like, "Hey, Mary, do you mind if I just jump in here?" Now, most people would have got me during the break and said, "WTF, what are you doing? What are you doing? I am the psychic medium. What are you doing?" But that's not what happened. So today's show is about taking you on a journey of connection, because that's what we need now. We are in a time where we are at the most critical places in our lives to learn how to connect and reconnect again. It is a longing. It is a passion. It is something that's going on. But with Mark, and you talk about near-death experience and deathbed visions, what happens when we are being given the messages? I'm just saying to folks, I'm going to tell you up front, this is a two-hour venue because we've got a lot to talk about to help you. The next hour, and you can, I have learned never to stop our listeners, Benny. I have learned never to do that. You're going to be able to interact with us on social media and ask questions. You're also going to be able to call in the show. We're not going to do 2 hours of readings because we've got a lot to talk about today. But in the end, you're going to hear what happens when two people connect, listen to the visions, hear things, see things, do things. What happens if they decide to take action? But this is what Mark does. You know, this is him, the psychic lawyer. This is the person that balances multiple professions that you might think are on opposite ends of the scale, but maybe not. But how about these near-death experiences? What are they? Do you think perhaps you may have had it but don't know it? You know, what about the time that I blacked out and just completely fell and got taken to the emergency? And people were like, "Where is she? Where'd she go?" Today, fasten your seatbelt and get ready for the quantum psychic medium Dr. Pat ride of your life. Mark, great to have you.
Thank you, Pat. And, you know, it's so funny what you were saying about how we met. And you and I don't believe in coincidences. We believe in synchronicity. And we were supposed to meet when we were supposed to meet. And you brought up such a fascinating point. You know, you feel that Pete may have maneuvered this. And I've conducted well over 15,000 readings in my life, which means, and during readings, usually multiple spirits come through. So I've talked to, on the conservative side, about 100,000 spirits plus in my life. And they all indicate that not only is there no such thing as a coincidence, but that they constantly are sending us subtle messages and guidance, and they can certainly, they're not here to control us, but they can certainly guide us to a decision or to a place. So I think that you're right on the money when you said that Pete, because, you know, I'm trying to remember how I first got on your show. It just sort of happened. You know, it just happened and we clicked. So it is very important for people to understand that spirits are an ever-present part of our life, and they can. They